Good evening to everybody. Parshas Tazinu, the Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks and sings to Klal Yisrael on the last day of his life. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, reads as follows. Hatsur tamim pa'olo, kichol drach of mishpat, el emuna ve'in avil tadik v'yashahu. Hatsur, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the rock. Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in all that he does and all his works. His path is a path of justice. Kadosh Baruch Hu, God, is a God of faith. El emuna, without iniquity, and is righteous and fair. Those words, el emuna, Rashi understands, refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being ma'amin, a trustworthy person, l'shalim l'tzadikim tzidkas l'olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay, reward to all those who so deserve in the world to come. V'afpi shema'achas tagmulam sofo l'amin esvarav. Even though God sometimes delays giving and rewarding the righteous here in this world, but nonetheless, so full of Amin is Dvarav, God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will always fulfill His promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Eil Emuna. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of Emuna, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always faithful, of course, our responsibility is to be faithful as well. We also have to be Ba'alei Emuna. And the first of the Aseres Adibros, of course, teaches us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher HaTitzichu Me'etzem Tzayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God who took us out of Egypt, and this pasuk would serve as the source of the mitzvah of Emuna. The Rishonim, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvot, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aleph, the Ramban there as well as the Chinuch and Mitzvah Chafei, the Smag and the Smak, independently in Mitzvah Aleph, all note that there's a mitzvah of Emuna. There's a mitzvah to believe in God based upon this pasuk. In Parshas Yisro, the first of the Aseres Adibros, Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Hoseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Interestingly enough, there is one opinion of the Gaon, the Bahag, the Balachot Gedolos, who holds that it's not a mitzvah, it's not counted as one of the 630 mitzvahs, unlike the opinion of the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Smag, and the Smak, and the Ramban in his Hasagos, and the Rambam explains that the position of the Bahag is because just as a king, quoting the Mechilta, understands that when he issues a decree, all of the members of the community and all the members of the kingdom are required to fulfill the decrees of the king, but they, of course, they most certainly must believe in the king first and foremost. So too, the mitzvot essentially are gzeros, are decrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. We have mitzvot sase, we have mitzvot lo sase, but a prerequisite in order for a Jew, in order for Klal Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvot, is that we believe in our king, and king of all kings, Melech Malchim Lachem Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban explains that the reason that the Bahag does not count the mitzvah of Emuna as one of the 613 is because it's a backbone. You can't get to first base without recognizing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is God. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah because it precedes all mitzvahs. It is the prerequisite. It is the first cause. It's something that has to be self-understood and it's self-implicit. And according to the Bahag, that's the reason it's not counted as a mitzvah independently, like one of the other 613, because it is indeed a prerequisite. Nonetheless, the majority in the line share of Rishonim, as I mentioned, understand that there is a mitzvah, a positive command, and one of the 613 mitzvahs to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, what does it mean to believe? And that, of course, is subject to a great debate. The Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Madan, Hilchos Yisrael Torah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Mitzvah Aleph, writes, Yisod HaYisodos, the backbone, the foundation, the amud ha-chachmos, and the outstanding understanding of all wisdom, leida shiyesha matzi rishon, is to know, to be very clear, and to have absolute clarity that there is matzi rishon v'humamtzi kol ha-nimtza, that there's a first cause, and that first cause ultimately allowed everything to take place in the world. The Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, and finally in Halacha Vav, the Rambam concludes as he begins, V'yediyas davar zeh mitzvah tase. Knowledge, absolute clarity of God is a positive commandment. Shnemar Anochi Hashem Elokecha. According to the Rambam, what emerges very clearly is that there's a mitzvah of yediyah. Emuna, as we understand it, belief, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Emuna is leida shiyesham Eloka, to know that there is a God. The Rambam, not only in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Vav, states this, but of course in his Koseres, in his introduction, where he counts each of the independent mitzvahs that he has to outline in greater length, writes, Leida Shiyesha Maloka, to know that there is a God. However, a careful analysis of the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Aleph you'll note that the Rambam's language is slightly different. The Rambam says, the first mitzvah rishon hu hatziva asher tzivanu lehamin ha'elokus, to believe that there is a God. Ruhushinamin sheyesham ola, and one should believe that there is a God. Ruhupoel lechol hanimtzos u'amri zvarach anochi Hashem elokecha. Clearly, the Rambam articulates the mitzvah of emunah based upon the pasuk anochi Hashem elokecha asher hetziticha merits and time differently in the Sefer Mitzvot than he does in Hilchos Yisrael D'Torah. In Hilchos Yisrael D'Torah, the Rambam clearly writes three times that the mitzvah of emunah is yediyah, knowledge, absolute clarity, five-finger clarity, complete 20/20 vision and understanding of God. As opposed to the Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is not knowledge, it's not yediyah, it's not five-finger clarity, rather it's emunah, it's belief. How do we reconcile these two citations of the Rambam? What is the mitzvah of emunah, and what is our requirement? I'd like to share with you this evening five different approaches to understand the Rambam, and of course, they will. From here, we will emerge with a basic and hopefully deeper knowledge and understanding what our requirement is, and what we do believe, what we should believe, and what we are required to believe. The first approach is the approach of the Avodas HaMelech, Rav Nachum Krakowski, in his classic work, Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam. And the Avodas HaMelech takes a very simplistic approach to get out of the issue from a academic way. And he writes that, of course, the Rambam in Hilchos Yada Chazaka in the Sefer HaRambam is a direct citation of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote the book, he penned it, and he wrote it, Lashon HaKodesh, and when the Rambam writes Yediyah, he means Yediyah. However, Sefer Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam wrote originally in Arabic, and it was only translated later into Hebrew by Ibn Tibbon, and Rav Menachem Krakowski suggests, and as do other scholars as well, that the translation that we have, Lehamin, Shunamin, those words are a mistranslation. In the original, in the Arabic, the word was it'akad. And the word it'akad in Arabic, properly translated, really means deya or yediyah. So therefore, Rabbi Krakowski suggests, as does Rabbi Chaim Heller, that really the Rambam is consistent. And the Rambam understands fundamentally and through, both in the Sefer Mitzvot, as well as in Sefer Mad and Hilchos Yisrael D'Torah, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of yediyah, of knowledge, absolute clarity. That which it says in Sefer HaMitzvot, Lehamin ha'alokus, v'hu shenamin she'esham ola v'siba, that's not the correct translation, and really, it should say yediyah, and you have to know an absolute knowledge of God. So that's the approach that the Avodas HaMelech takes. The first approach to understand the Rambam is really it's a mitzvah of yediyah, according to the Rambam. Second approach is the approach of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Livracha, and the Sefer Perach Mas Aaron, and he explains that the Rambam is talking to two different people. The Sefer HaMitzvot was a Sefer written b'kitzer, in shorthand, written for the layperson. And there the Rambam is talking to the simple Jew. And for the simple Jew, the mitzvah is emunah, to believe, and to have emunah pshuta, very simple belief in God. However, for one who is able to be on a higher level, and to pine to higher levels of intellectual curiosity and understanding, that's the Rambam wrote Sefer Hamadah for, and there in Sefer Hamadah, the mitzvah is yediyah, to reach ultimate knowledge. So therefore, according to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Livracha, they are two different things independently. For the simpleton, or for he who it wishes only to have a basic, rudimentary understanding of God, it's enough to have emunah, belief. And that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer Yad HaChazak, and that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah. But in Sefer Hamadah, where the Rambam is speaking to the intellect, where the Rambam is speaking to the academician, there the Rambam writes that the highest level is to have absolute knowledge. A source, a proof to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik can be found in the Sefer Chinuch HaMitzvah Chafei, where he explains what exactly the mitzvah of emunah is. And he says that a person believes powerfully, strongly, sheyikva b'nafsho she'emes kein, that one has such clarity and such understanding and belief that it is what it is, and I believe in God, and nobody could turn me away. And if you're asked, Yoshiva kol sholo shezei yami libo, this is what I believe. And nobody can tell you differently. However, the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch continues, if one raises his level of understanding, of curiosity, and his heart is curious, and he wants to have absolute proof five-finger clarity, Shehemuna Hazos, Shehemin Emes Ubaran, the person who wants to climb higher and is philosophically curious to understand that there is a God, and I understand with perfection and with absolute clarity that there is a God, Yaf Shalios Dabur Biltis, and there's nobody else but this God, as Yikai Mitzvah Sasezu Mitzvah Menemavar, then a person will fulfill the mitzvah on an even higher level. There is a hint to the approach of Aaron Soloveitchik that there are two levels of fulfillment of mitzvah, one for the basic level, and that's for the simpleton, for the non-interested, who doesn't necessarily want to pine higher on understanding, and that's the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvot, who says Emunah, and then for the who wants a deeper understanding and wants more to understand with absolute clarity that there is a God, the mitzvah Yediyah, like the Rambam might in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. A third approach is the approach of the Brisker Rav, quoting Reb Chaim. In Rav Shach Sefer Aviezri on the Rambam, he notes this stira, and he asks, and he notes, and is troubled, and is misunderstanding, and has a difficulty grappling with the inconsistency in the Rambam. Now Shach says he asked this question, how could the Rambam write in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that the mitzvah is Yediyah, when the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah that the mitzvah is Yediyah, knowledge? And Rav Shach says that he asked this question to his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav told him that he asked this question to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explained that there are two levels of understanding. Anything that one is able to intellectually grasp, that's called Yediyah. That's called understanding. And I'm able only to up to a certain point to understand something. To have such clarity only reaches a certain point. And when it comes to a point where I no longer can intellectually appreciate something and understand something and figure it out, at that point, beyond that, comes Emunah. Says Rav Shach, quoting the Brisker Rav, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that those are the two levels. I quote, Shu ad kama she'seichel ha'odam agat, that much which the intellect can grasp. Umusko, ve'ein zu Emunah, whatever I can understand and appreciate and quantify and articulate, that's not Emunah, that's the idea. Aval chiyuv ha'emunah maschil mimakom shekal ha'seichel ha'odam. And Emunah begins where the intellect is no longer able to grasp something. Says Rav Shach, that's how you could reconcile the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, when he writes Emunah is beyond the Seichel. Emunah is something that no longer the brain can absolutely fathom. And at that point, that's when fulfills the mitzvah of Emunah. Up until that, one is able to intellectually understand something, that's called Yediyah. I can understand this aspect of God, I can understand this aspect of God, that's the mitzvah of Yediyah. But once I'm no longer able to articulate and grasp and quantify and understand with a clear algorithm what God is and how God works, that comes the mitzvah of Emunah, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. A fourth approach is the approach of the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe Zichron Levracha, and he explains that really the mitzvah of Emunah, the mitzvah is to believe in Hashem. That which the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Yediyah, it's because my belief system should be so clear. I should have such an understanding of God. It's as if I know God. But not that I really know God. It's simply that I believe so strongly and I have such a clarity and I have such a deep understanding and appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam that it's absolutely clear to me. HaMitzvah hi emunah pshuta b'li chakira, says the Nesiva Shalom. However, at the end of the day, my clarity should be that great, and it should be so clear that I don't believe in anything else, and that's what I call Yediyah. A fifth approach, which I heard from Ramach Weinberg, Zichron Levracha, the late Rosh Shiva of Esh HaTorah in Yerushalayim, was that the Rambam is talking about two different levels. There's one level called Emunah, and that level of Emunah is a simple understanding, and that level of Emunah is a basic understanding. But then there's something greater. And the greater understanding is Yediyah. And Yediyah is when I have absolute clarity and understanding on an even deeper level. And the Rambam is not speaking to two different people. The Rambam is speaking to two different levels, two different categories. Category A is the category where I have a basic understanding, where I have a basic knowledge, where I have an overarching understanding. But the highest level is the level that's called Yediyah. Where I absolutely understand, I've attained everything, and I have complete Emunah. Those are the five approaches how to reconcile the different approaches, and the Rambam is the mitzvah belief, Emunah, whereas the mitzvah Yediyah, knowledge. How do we pasken halach l'maisa? What is our responsibility? Do I have to believe or do I have to know? And this question is fraught with great controversy. If you take a look in the introduction to the commentary of the Leiv Tov to Shar HaYichud and Chovat HaLevavot, has a very long introduction to the Chovat HaLevavot, the commentary called the Shar HaYichud. And there the Chovat HaLevavot is very clear. That is one's requirement and responsibility to absolutely understand to the depth of understanding what God is and how God works. And that's the Shar HaYichud. That section of the Chovat HaLevavot tries to show absolute proof to God. And there the Chovat writes that it's a requirement and a person should have such a deep and clear understanding of God that it's a responsibility and a requirement. And as a result of the Chovat HaLevavot's approach, we have seen different Rishonim and Achronim who argued whether or not that is the way to go. Of course, as we mentioned, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to indicate that there are two approaches. One person can be satisfied with the simple Amuna, but to a certain extent, if you want the mitzvah and the mubchar, the highest level, the Sefer HaChinuch says, it's like the Chovat HaLevavot to have absolute clarity. The Shlach HaKadosh understands similarly, and certainly the Chavos Yair and the Tshuva explains that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is absolutely idea of absolute knowledge. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Ramon Tu Tshuva, seems to indicate that although one is permitted to be yodeya and to philosophically search and try to understand with proof and understanding that there is a God, one is not required to do so. If one wishes and wills and desires, he can. But at the end of the day, the majority of a person's time should be spent learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Chumash, and Nigla. But at the end of the day, if a person is interested and a person wants to spend more time on appreciating the philosophy of God and understanding God, one is able to do so. The Ramah himself writes in his Tshuvas that when people are taking vacations in Ben Azmanim, he himself spends that time studying philosophy, and that's when he is able to uncover the truth, the idea of Hashem. So there is a group that understands that there is a requirement. The Rambam, the Chovat HaLevavot, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Shlach, as well as the Ramah, seem to indicate that there is some level of ability requirement and certainly a license to do so. On the other hand, there are a group of Rishonim and Achronim who argue with the approach of the Rambam and argue vehemently with the Chovat HaLevavot, and it's not an area where a person should search, so much so that the Rivash writes in the Tshuva that it's inappropriate to study philosophy, it's inappropriate to search and to pine for proofs of God and this clear understanding of God, so much so that the Gra in a number of places, as well as the Nodi Grudin and Tshuva, both write that the chapter of Shar HaYichud of the Chovat HaLevavot should be skipped. And one should not learn those two areas. They're too philosophical and too much trying to prove God. And that's not the mitzvah. It's not Yidia. The mitzvah Amunah suffices. And the Gra says, instead of learning Shar HaYichud of Sefer Chovat HaLevavot, one should rather learn the Sefer Kuzari of Yehuda HaLevi. So certainly there are two camps and there are two approaches as to whether one is required to have the idea, as the Rambam pens, or is it sufficient enough to have emunah. Of course, a lot of that depends on who you are, who the person is, and how they will be most satisfied in terms of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to conclude and share two other approaches in how to possibly fulfill the mitzvah, the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's the approach that many Rishonim have, including the Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi and his Sefer Kuzari, the Sefer HaYikrim, as well as Rabbeinu Bechaye, who all note that the pasuk says, I am God, Asher Hoseiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt. And the Rishonim asked, why does the pasuk not say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Berasicha, I am God who created the world. Why does the pasuk say, I am God who took you out of Egypt? If you're trying to prove God, one of the greatest ways to prove God is by saying, I am God who created the world. Why are we saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt? Kuzri, Ibn Ezra, Yehuda HaLevi, all explain that the fact that the pasuk says, I am God who took you out of Egypt, is because that we know for a fact. There's nobody who will disagree with that. We know for sure, certainly, that God took us out of Egypt. We have a Masoret, we have a tradition that stems back generations, generations, grandparents to grandparents, as the Rambam writes in his Igeret Teiman. Nobody could lie. A father would never lie to his child about what took place in generation after generation. There's so many grandparents who have passed along the Masorah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher know that I believe in the God who took us out of Egypt, and that's for sure, and that's for certain. As opposed to Briyas Olam, there's nobody there. It's not something that could be proven, spoken to. Therefore, part of the way that we are able to believe, and we're Maminim B'nai Maminim, upon the Mesorah. And the Mesorah parents the children, and children to grandchildren, is part of the approach and part of the ability that we have to be Maminim B'nai Maminim, as the Rambam writes in Geret Teiman, as the Sefer Ikrim writes, as well as a group of other Rishonim write as well. A third approach, besides Emuna, besides Yediyah, and besides this approach of the Rishonim in terms of tradition and Mesorah, is an approach of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikum Damo. Rabbi Chanan writes in his famous letter, in his famous Igeret, where he discusses the mitzvah at length, that part of the mitzvah, where he's in Sefer Kovetz Ma'amarim, is to be Mesir the Monea. Emunah is something that's natural. It's automatic. The challenge is that we have too many things that block us. In Olam Hazeh, there are too many things that get in the way. There's so much physicality, and there's so much removing us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much removing us from the Ribbono Shel Olam that ultimately get distracted. Says Rav Elchanan that the key of Emunah is to remove those distractions and simply go back to the simple way of recognizing and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world that's cloudy and dark and gray, sometimes there's too many distractions and things that get in the way. The mitzvah of Emunah is to remove those things, to remove those distractions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us. You could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. You could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the cosmos, the way the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, and everything works in such harmony and such beauty. There is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that speaks to each and every single Jew, that speaks to the world, that speaks to Klal Yisrael, whether it's through childbirth or through a variety of other ways where we see such an incredible Borei Olam, who's so good and who's so kind and who's so perfect and so wonderful. As the Pasuk says here in Parshas Hazino, El Emun Vein Avel, Tzadik V'Yashu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, is wonderful, is righteous, and is good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbi Chanan, is looking, is just waiting for us to recognize it, so much so. Rabbi Chanan explains that how could we expect a bar mitzvah bacher, a 13-year-old boy, to fulfill the mitzvah of Emunah? How can one expect a young student, a young teenager, to be able to believe in God? Isn't it such a difficult, challenging, overwhelming mitzvah, philosophically? Says Rabbi Chanan, no, it's so simple. Even a young child under the age of bar mitzvah can get it. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to everybody. Kadosh Baruch Hu is present in everybody's life. He's present in the history and in all of the ways that Klal Yisrael have been able to successfully maneuver challenges historically throughout our history and through each and every single one of our lives. That, Rabbi Chanan says, everybody can get. And certainly we can as well fulfill the mitzvah of Emunah, either the way Rabbi Chanan understands it, by removing those minyas, by removing those distractions and opening up our eyes to the Hashgachas Hashem in our own personal lives, in our family's lives, in the history of Klal Yisrael, or the way the other Rishonim understand the approach of the Mesorah, of recognizing that it must be that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like God took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, just like He split the sea, the Kriyas Yamsuf, just like He brought us the Matan Torah. Nobody disagrees. Those are facts. Every religion and every individual recognizes those to be truths that cannot be denied. And certainly, if you go back generation to generation, no father would ever lie to his child, and nobody has ever denied that that's the truth. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah. That's how we are B'nai Emunah, that's how we are Balei Emunah, and that's another way we can understand and recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the two other ways, as we began with in the Rambam, whether it's Yediyah or Emunah, is it simple belief? Is it simply just understanding or believing that there's a God? Is there a mitzvah of Yediyah to absolutely, positively, without any shadow of a doubt, be able to point with five-finger clarity to God? Those are the two ways that the Rambam understands it. We express five different approaches how to reconcile the positions of the Rambam, and then we explain whether or not there's an absolute requirement to reach the level of Os Nechtach, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, to absolutely prove it, as the Chovetz Chovos understands as well. We show that there are two groups. B'ezras Hashem, we should all be zocha to be ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. We should be able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tisicha, at some time to recognize the closeness, the bond of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as we find ourselves in the Tersi Neitshuva, Dirshu Hashem Himatso Kirubi Oso Karav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always close to us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always near us, but during these days of the Tersi Neitshuva, Kaviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu is closer than ever.